And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Sometimes you go out and think, let's treat each other. Let's treat each other before
with respect.
Yes. And a nice meal. And so Jimmy and I went out for dinner, and this was a couple of weeks ago now, right? I'm not going to tell you where we went out for dinner, but it was a place that specializes in pizzas. Okay.
Right,
and so we sat down, we're having a real nice night, and we're like, yeah, we'll have a drink. And it was kind of that kind of vibe, right? And so bless the youth who are in the workforce. You know what I mean? And I don't want to come across as being like, I don't know, or whatever. But I just think, good on them. They're out there. They're giving it a go. They're trying to smile.
Mm.
Sometimes it doesn't come across, and sometimes it does. And it's great. This particular person was lovely.
Good.
Lovely and, and keen to get our order, which I really enjoyed.
Oh, nice. They've been raised right.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, we had a couple of questions. And because we were relaxed, you know.
Oh, you're so annoying.
No, not a couple of questions like, oh, can I get this, you know, at cooked at 40 degrees instead of the normal 200? No,
can
not
I
like
have
that.
Almond milk in my base, please?
No. But there was an item on the menu that Jimmy and I didn't know what it was. And I was happy to just move on with my life.
Yeah.
But Jimmy wanted to ask. And he's like, what's Evu?
Oh, yeah.
And then she said, it's Gorgonzola.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, okay, right. And then we kept talking or whatever. And then we both ordered our pizzas. And then when the pizza came, right, Jimmy got the wrong pizza. Mm. And I just said to him, I know that pizza's good, so just eat it. Like, it's fine.
Oh, that's very you.
I know. And I did feel bad afterwards because I thought, well, he wanted his own, like, we both get our own pizza and they're like $20+
each. Yeah, of course.
Right? And so he didn't get what he wanted.
Yeah.
But it did have Gorgonzola on it.
Yeah.
Which is not what we asked for.
No, but you asked about.
We asked about Evu.
Yeah.
Do you know what Evu is?
It's Gorgonzola.
No. E-V-O-O.
Yeah, is it like a
extra
green?
Virgin olive oil.
Ah.
So,
right.
So, this is such a confusing situation.
Okay, so let's go back. I just want to go back to the bit where I said the kid was raised right, because I feel like I may have jumped the gun there a little bit.
Because we've asked, and bear in mind, we've been chatty and we've been having a good time, and it's been a lovely interaction. The pizza is glorious and never had a bad one there, right? Mm. But we're like, what's Evu? And she's like, said so confidently as well, Gorgonzola. And we've just taken her on it.
Sure.
Like, sweet.
Yep.
And then, so the pizza then Jimmy ordered didn't have Gorgonzola on it.
No.
But the pizza that arrived did have Gorgonzola on it.
Right.
But the item that he asked about was Evu, which wasn't on the pizza that he received and was actually extra virgin olive oil, which was nowhere to be seen on the pizza that he received.
Or the pizza that he ordered. He didn't order the Evu pizza either.
No.
That's brilliant. I love it. I love
it. It's all very confusing.
No, but I love
very
it.
Very delicious.
I love it.
But if anyone is looking at a menu and he's like, or if anyone's working at a place that has Evu, it's extra virgin olive
oil. How many pizza joints do you reckon there are in Ocean Grove that have Evu on the menu?
It's not. Ocean Grove. Okay. It wasn't Ocean Grove.
What? You never leave Ocean Grove.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I think it's time we bring back this wrong day of the week for it, but let's do it anyway. I'll do it live.
Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. On Thursday, doesn't even start. It's
fun fact. Wednesday.
It's the first time we've heard that. He's like, what is this?
What is this strange segment?
That's a lie.
No, I've heard
Friday.
It.
That's right.
I tune into you every Friday. You two. In between the ad breaks on the Bill Simmons podcast.
Keep on pushing, mate. Keep on pushing. There's ways that we can get you back.
We have ways of making you squirm. Okay, every Friday morning I used to bring you some fun and interesting facts. You used to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it's important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in a workplace for a
pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen.
They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts. I probably could have. That was a pretty good memory from
we've
us.
We've got it. We've got it.
Filled in the gaps. That was the spiel. I just found some fun facts I thought I'd share with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Please do so. Okay. I'm excited by this.
All right. Let's rip through. If you make ice cubes from raw water, in inverted commas, so like straight out of the tap, they'll be white. And if from boiled water, they will be transparent.
Oh, we're going to try that.
Yeah.
I thought I might do that too. And then
sounds like a fun weekend at the Link House.
That's what I was like. I thought, I'll give that a go. And I was like, no, I won't. I'm never going to do that in my life. No.
But I will.
Yeah, of course you will.
Yeah, you report back on Monday, right?
All right.
It turns out there's no such fruit as kiwi fruit.
What?
There's no such fruit as kiwi fruit. It's actually the name of the company that was the first to sell it. Like, you know, in the UK, they call vacuums Hoovers.
Yeah.
So what's that?
What is that fruit called?
The fruit itself is called Chinese actinidia.
Ah. No.
Yeah.
Eat the skin also.
No.
That's
no,
a fact.
Okay, you
can, no,
okay,
no, no, that's okay. A fact. And it's out today too, randomly. I love eating kiwi skin.
It's snappier, isn't it? Kiwi fruit. A little Silence of the Lambsy there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Get it? Kiwi
lambs. With some skin.
They love sheep over there.
Or else it gets a who's again.
In China, this is wild. Please don't quote me on any of this because I'm just reading it off the internet.
Guaranteed to be fact.
Oh, why did you tell him you were reading it off the internet, not getting it off Trivial Pursuit cards from the 80s? Now he won't.
He would spot my genus from a mile away.
You're right. Genus edition. Yeah. He loves a genus edition.
In China, it's forbidden to rescue a drowning person as this is considered interference in their destiny.
Oh.
What?
Surely not.
That's what it says, right?
So no heroes allowed. No. Yeah,
apparently.
Good
Samaritans. Maybe we will check that one. Yeah. That seems,
yeah. That seems like a
I'd hate extreme. For somebody to quote it. They can go, oh, I was going to help you, but.
The guys on the radio said.
Tom Lewis told me.
Whoa, all right, hero.
Whoa.
What?
Don't say my surname. Not people to know me surname.
Have you got another fact for us?
Under certain weather conditions, so-called square waves can form at sea. You'd know this because you're engaged to a salty sea dog.
Yes.
I look like that. And you were a surfer boy, weren't you?
Oh, that looks cool.
Yeah.
But see, I just don't believe that anymore. I look at a photo like that and I think AI.
I think this is my favourite one from this batch. A snowflake is in the air for about an hour before it hits the ground. Isn't that cute? Isn't that beautiful?
Well, by the time it starts falling way up in the atmosphere.
Wow.
Floating down. Peter Griffin.
I'm being a snowflake.
You are a snowflake.
Yeah. Bananas can replace eggs in cake batter. Half a banana is equivalent to one egg.
Yes. I've done that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That is called egg-free cooking.
Oh, okay.
No, that's...
If you salt pineapple, it becomes sweeter. You put a little sort of tinkle of salt on pineapple and it makes it sweeter.
Who would do that?
Well, people who want sweeter pineapple. Okay. It's kind of sometimes you eat it and it's like quite tangy.
No, I love tang.
No.
I'm all about the tang.
You love tang and kiwi fruit skin. You're a bit strange.
The largest pearl in the world weighs 6 kilograms. That sounds expensive. The highest tsunami wave reached 85 metres. And in Japan... Streets do not have names.
Okay. Well, do they have numbers?
I don't know. Don't ask follow-up
questions. No, there's no follow-up questions on Fun Fact Wednesday.
Do you normally get as many facts as this?
No, he normally wraps it up. It normally goes somewhere.
Oh, yeah, usually end with the good fact, don't I?
Yeah. And
have you heard
Oh, my God, I just feel like this is...
The kiwi fruit? No, we did that one, didn't we? How about the snowflake? Spends an hour in the sky.
Wow, Tom. And that's...
Around. Fun Fact Friday.
Wednesday.
Oh, God,
hang
Tom.
On. No, I'll do it live. Hang
no,
on. Here we go.
Please don't. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break
my heart. Oh, Thursday, doesn't even start. It's Fun Fact
Wednesday.
Friday. Oh, what? Didn't go off.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy on K-Rock. Huh? Movies. Explained.
This is the game where one of us, Loggy on this occasion, is going to explain a movie instead of in a really highly constructive way, perhaps pointing out some teasers at the plot and things like that that might make us want to watch the movie. You can explain it in a really bad way and Tom and I have to guess.
Yes. Are we both ready?
I'm ready.
Here
I'm
we ready. Go.
The girl next door is struggling.
The girl next door is struggling.
Hang on. One of those, not teenage movies, but makeover-y type.
Do you want another one?
Is it like is it a Ben Affleck movie?
Freddie Prinze Jr. movie?
Let's see.
Okay.
The girl next door is struggling.
The way she's saying struggling.
When you really wish you took the day off and didn't have to deal with this mess.
That sounds a little bit like a little
Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, if I was going to say Ferris Bueller, I'm too scared
it's
to say the
Ferris
name.
Ferris Bueller. All right, next. The girl next door is struggling when you really wish you took the day off and didn't have to deal with this mess. She knows what your mum's up to, but trust me, you don't want the update.
She knows. What? She knows what your mum's up to.
But trust me, you don't want the update.
Is it...
Is mum up to shenanigans?
Is it Don't Tell Mum the Babysitter's Dead?
No, what a great movie.
Brilliant movie.
Okay.
Brilliant movie.
Jump out the window and down the stairs, you'll have no cares.
What? You're just trying to rhyme now. You're just trying to be extra clever.
Jump out the window and down the neck. Go back through the clues,
okay,
please.
The girl next door is struggling. When you really wish you took the day off and didn't have to deal with this mess. She knows what your mum's up to, but trust me, you don't want the update. Jump out the window and down the stairs. You'll have no cares.
You know you can't just keep saying things.
Okay, well, I think this is my last one.
I technically ask her to just say
this is my last one.
Last one. Okay. Go.
And if you don't get it from this, there's no other ways that I can help you. The power of Christ compels you to guess this movie.
Oh, what's that from?
The power of Christ compels you to guess this movie.
Yeah, that is the line. AJ's got his hand up.
AJ's got his hand up.
He might need to help us out here, Tommy.
It is The Exorcist.
Ah, come on now.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
We were talking about The Exorcist yesterday,
weren't
we? Yesterday. I was like, surely
so
not.
So the girl next door, well, she's struggling. If you've ever seen the movie, she's going through some stuff,
yeah,
right?
She's up on the
time.
Ceiling.
The priest really wish he took the day off. The girl who is, you know, she's got the demon.
Yeah.
She knows what your mum's up to, but she tells the priest what his mum's up to, and it's not very nice.
Okay.
I haven't actually seen that bit.
No.
And then I don't, spoiler alert, the demon goes inside the priest and then he jumps out the window to get rid of
it. Okay.
You went real dark.
All right.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
The fact that we spoke about it yesterday, when I was getting the audio that you had sent me for this, I looked and I was like, well, it won't be Jaws or The Exorcist because we were talking about it yesterday. Idiot. All right. Thank you for saving us, AJ.
Thank you,
thanks, AJ.
Well done. You can have the winner sound effect if I turn it on. There we go. Good on you.
Half a winner sound effect.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Went to a dinner party at a friend's house. Bless, had a fabulous time. But when it comes to washing up, and I normally like to do it, I like to wash dishes in hot soapy water, give them a rinse, and then pop them on the drying rack. Well, my friend washes them in hot soapy water and then just puts them on the drying rack. And I'm like, where's the rinse part?
The unnecessary part.
You're just rage baiting me. It's not unnecessary. That to get soap off and dirty dish water from previous dishes, yes, you give it a bit of a rinse and then you pop it on the drying rack to dry and then tea towel it or do what you got to do. Yes.
Nah.
You are quite the germaphobe, though, so, you know, I think you might be
I don't understand
why. You pop it on the rack, gravity does its thing, gets all the major soap bubbles off, then you get your tea towel off and go, wipe, dry, clean, done.
Wrong. 5223295 Is this just wrong? Do we need a rinse when we're washing dishes?
You're hysterical. Calm down.
I literally cannot believe that everyone is out here just not doing the rinse. What? Sam from Belmont, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know if you're going to make me sad or happy. rinse, what's your thoughts?
So I am stuck in the middle. So I do not like soap on the dishes, like the bubbles. So I would generally like rinse it in the water and try and get it out with getting bubbles on it. And if it doesn't have too many bubbles, then I do rinse it off.
Okay, so you're dunking it back in the soapy water quickly to try and get rid of the bubbles.
Yeah,
I guess so. Yeah.
And then you pop it on
make
the,
a little hole.
You pop it on the rack, Sam, and the rest of the bubbles are gone, aren't they?
Correct.
It's all about the bubbles. Yeah. It's about the residue.
Loggie hates that, Sam. She hates everything about you. You should see her face. She's so impressed with you. She is revolted by you.
No, oh, good. This is terrific.
All right, who's
Thank
next?
Thank you, Sammy.
We've got next Archie from Winchelsea. Archie, do you have to rinse after you wash the dishes?
Definitely, Loggie. That might be the first time I've ever agreed with you. But, hey, Lingy, we don't all have the money like you, mate.
Amazing. Love it.
Arch, let's go back to your first comment, the fact you'd normally disagree with everything Loggy has to say. That was beautifully put.
Okay, no, good. Okay. Right, nice one. Who we got next? Lana from Torquay. Lana, tell us, are you a rinser or not a rinser?
Well, you guys have actually challenged my thinking this morning because we usually, or our process is to just wash them in the warm soapy water and then leave them overnight until the next day and then we put them all away. But I'm thinking, Jesus, should I be rinsing in between?
Yes.
No, you shouldn't,
yes,
Lana.
Yes, you should.
Back your process in.
If the water's got soap in it, surely that's okay, yeah?
But the water also has dirty dish water in it.
Yeah.
But the first dish, okay. But no, even then, no. Rinse.
But you're not washing bedpans in with your other pans, are you? It's just food.
Yeah.
It's mouth. People have had their mouth juices on it.
Are they licking the plates?
There is forks and knives. There is. Don't look at me like that because you know that I'm, you know it.
Oh, Lana, this is fun.
She's flared right up. Thank you, Lana. All right, Lisa from Highton, wrap this up for us. Are you a rinser or not, mate?
Nah, sorry, Loggy. Unless there's bulk load of bubbles on there, I think you might be putting too much in.
All right.
We just wash them and put them straight in the drying rack. And like the previous caller, we leave them there overnight and put them away in the morning. Good. Don't have time for the rest.
Love your work, Lisa. Yeah,
so Lisa's house,
thanks,
no
Lee.
For eating.
No dinner
at Lisa's.
Lisa, Lana, they're highly efficient, high quality with what they do, not wasting water.
How's you like, oh, well, I'll never go there for dinner as if you're invited. Never invited.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.